You're listening to Spokespeople.
Hi, podcast listeners. This is Sarah.
And this is Becca.
And we're part of the team that hosts the Spokespeople storytelling events.
This is the podcast of the true stories told live at our monthly storytelling shows in the San Francisco Bay Area.
The story you are about to hear, told by Zoe Lehman, comes from our September 2013 show, Camp at the Naked Lady in San Francisco.
Enjoy!
I'm going to get started with our first storyteller of the night, Zoe Lehman. Zoe is a glitter enthusiast, a public health worker bee, and a glutton for sunshine, as well as a lover of stories. She can almost always be found with a smile and a cup of tea. Please welcome Zoe.
Okay, I might have to revise that intro just because I feel like I'd never feel like smiling when that intro happens. I'm always like, oh God. Oh, thank you. For a while, I tried to get away from cute, and I think now I'm like leaning back towards it, but that's okay. Okay, so the story that I'm going to tell you guys tonight took place in like the late 90s when I was 12 years old. It was the first time that I went away to sleepaway camp. And this was a really big deal for me and also for my family, partly because I was really bad at spending the night places and would like get really excited for sleepovers, make arrangements, go over to my friend's house, and about like 10 o'clock, maybe 11, I would start thinking about the fact that I was so far away from my house and like what happened if something went wrong with my parents and why couldn't I go to sleep and I was going to have bad dreams and I didn't have my favorite stuffed animal or my favorite comforter and I wasn't going to be able to fall asleep. And so I'd like wake up my friend's parents and then they would call my parents who would be woken up and then my parents would come over. And so it got to a point that my parents were like, you're not allowed to spend a night anywhere because I hate being woken up in the middle of the night for you to come home. In fact, when my little sister was born, my mom was like, you have to understand that we are not coming to get you. And I was like, but what if I'm going to have bad dreams? And she was like, I'm having a baby. I cannot come and get you. So when I was 12, my best friends were going off to this amazing sounding circus camp up in Northern California called Camp Winnerainbow. They told me about how fantastic it was, how much fun it was. It was run by this really cool guy called Wavy Gravy, who always wore tie-dye shirts and is kind of a famous old hippie. And you sleep in teepees every night, and it's in the middle of the forest, and you get to walk on stilts and fly on trapezes, and I thought this sounded heavenly, and so I begged my parents, and they were like, well, it's really expensive. Do you really want to go? It's 2 weeks long, in the middle of nowhere. There's no phone. You can't call. This is what you want to do. And I was like, I really want to go. I so want to go. It's the only thing that I want to do ever for this summer. And they were like, okay. So I went, and they sent us a checklist for camp, and it said all of the things that you're supposed to bring with you to camp. And I went over this checklist like 50 times. The piece of paper was like really like kind of soft from me like unfolding it and folding it up so many times. And I had the bug spray, and I had lotion, and I brought razors because it was like the first summer that I was shaving my legs, and I thought I might want to shave at camp, but I wasn't sure. So I brought some just in case. And, you know, the regular things like a sleeping bag, toothbrush, blah, blah, blah. So we get to camp on the first day, and the first thing that happens is they do a lice check. And I was like, oh, my God, I'm going to have lice, and I'm going to be sent home. It's going to be so embarrassing. It's going to be the worst thing ever. Passed the lice check. Everything was okay. I was like, okay, we're on the road. Everything is going to be great. And then as my stuff was getting piled by the side of the road, my best friend Kate, who I'd gone to camp with, was like, oh, where's your sleeping bag? And I was like, And it was definitely at home in my bedroom next to some of the other things that I totally meant to bring. And so my friend Kate's mother, who's lovely and resourceful, realized that she had a sleeping bag that their dog had been sleeping on top of in the back of the car. It was one of those like old square sleeping bags, and it was covered in dog hair, and it had like ducks being shot on it. So this is what I slept on for the first 5 days of camp before my mom FedExed me my sleeping bag, which is slightly a nightmare in and of itself. So I was in the Scarlet Teepee. We were a great teepee. We loved each other from like the very start of camp. We were a really cohesive group. And we had a great counselor. Her name was Zoe. And she lived in Sebastopol, which automatically made Sebastopol the coolest place in the whole world. And Zoe was the coolest person I'd ever met. And I really wanted to be like her. And we had a lead counselor, and her name was Trixie. And Trixie, contrary to her name, was really mean and very harsh and not into, like, tricks or jokes at all. Like, she didn't smile ever. If there was a problem, she'd just kind of, like, cross her arms and stare at you until you, like, figured out what your own solution was going to be. This camp was the first time that I ever met anybody who is HIV positive, and it was my friend who was in the tent or the teepee with me. And she would cry every night because her mom had just died from AIDS, and it was really sad. And Trixie would be like, "Shut up!" And we'd all be like, "Oh, God!" So I am the type of person that doesn't like it a lot when people seem to not like me. And so I was trying really hard to make Trixie like me, and I didn't really know how to go about doing this. But one afternoon, she like let slip this personal detail, and she was like, "My dad was Jerry Garcia." And being a kid that didn't really go to sleepovers, a kid that like stayed at home a lot and read my books and played soccer and was kind of like isolated in my little Berkeley world, I had no idea who Jerry Garcia was. However, I had eaten a lot of Ben and Jerry's ice cream, and I knew about Cherry Garcia, which was one of my most favorite flavors. And I saw this as my window of opportunity to really bond with Trixie. And so I piped up right away with a big smile, and I was like, "I love Cherry Garcia." And she was like, "Jerry Garcia." And I was like, "Yeah, does your dad love the ice cream? I love the ice cream. It's like my favorite ice cream. It's the best ice cream." And she was like, "He's dead." And I was like, "What?" And she was like, "He was a famous musician and he's dead." And that was the end of the conversation. That was the last time she talked to me for the rest of the 2 weeks. There was another incident where there was a ginormous, really big spider on my pillow. And I was like, "Trixie, there's a spider on my pillow." And she just gave me the look. And I think it was because of the ice cream situation, but I will never know. The end of camp, all of the campers do what's called the big show. And so for the big show, I walked on stilts and I slid down a rainbow. I introduced my parents to wavy gravy and showed them the teepee that I'd slept in, introduced them to all my camp friends. And as we were leaving, we saw Trixie. And my parents were like, "Oh, is this one of your counselors?" And I was like, "Let's just quickly." And she was like, "Goodbye." I was like, that was the first and last time that I ever went away to camp.
If you liked this story, join us for our live show in the San Francisco Bay Area. Learn more by visiting spokespeople.org. That's spokespeople.org. You can also like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter.
Podcast audio production was by Ian Ratzer at Mercy Park Studios in San Francisco. Podcast coordination by Sarah Bars. Events hosted by Jean Goldstein Flesser. Event coordination by Rebecca Stevater. That's me.
You.
Yeah, that's me. And event photography by Chris Koster. Music for this podcast was by First You Get the Sugar. Thanks for listening.
Bye.